This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Friday, 855-993-7569. All right. Well, we have much to do today, including It's Broken, Let's Fix It, because it's that time of the week. But we also, and it's National Be a Dork Day, which is perfect for what we're going to talk about in just a minute. It's also Gummy Worm Day. I didn't ever like those. I know escargot, but it's Respect Canada Day. We always respect Canada.
Always.
Always, as we should. And it's national, or it's today's St. Swithin's Day. And I'm just here to tell you, for those of you, if any of you were Brits, and the Canadians probably know, because Canadians, are kind of associated more closely. They never actually rebelled against Britain like we did. St. Swithin was actually a saint that was very well known for charitable acts. And when he died, he asked to be buried outside so people could stomp on him and he could be rained on. But then the monks of Winchester decided to remove his remains to a shrine inside the cathedral on this day in 971. There was a heavy rainstorm either during the ceremony or its anniversary, and this led to the folklore that, I don't know why they call it old wives, I think old husbands as well, that if it rained on St. Swithin's Day, it will rain for the next 40 days in succession, and if it's nice, it'll be nice 40 days. So here is the rhyme. Man, I hope St. Swithin's Day is wrong, because it's like going to be sweltering and humid here today. St. Swithin's Day, if thou dost rain for 40 days, it will remain. Got that. St. Swithin's Day, if thou be fair for 40 days, 'twill rain ne'er mare, which means no more. All right? So there you go. So I personally hope that St. Swithin's was an old husband's tale, which means we just completely ignore it. All right, so before we do day in history, I wanted to do the week in history. We had talked earlier this week about the fact that Pokemon Go was the most downloaded app ever in the history of the Internet. And that includes Twitter and Amazon and Facebook and LinkedIn, all of them. Probably at some point all of them put together. It's because, and they were saying yesterday that if you were trying to download the app, which apparently is what you're supposed to do on your phone, that it might take a little while because the server was just overwhelmed. So, and I sort of know the basics, and we were doing stories yesterday about people who'd fallen off cliffs and walked into traffic and smacked into people. And I myself have seen a number of people who were just, who should have been old enough to know better, pardon my bias, and were taking pictures. And all right, so the deal is, let me explain it as best I can, and then we're going to get the Blakester, who apparently is a Pokemon Go aficionado, to take it from there. All right, so this is from a not, well, I suppose I'm a vague nerd, but not a dork. I'm a nerd, but not a dork. And I don't know how you, Blake, whether you consider yourself a nord-dirk or a dird or, I don't know, a nork, which is different than a narc. Okay, so here's the deal. You download the app, and then you choose an avatar for yourself, which is obviously kind of a, well, you know, you guys know what an avatar is because you saw the movie. You pick a fictional figure to be you. And then you go and you find Pokemon figures and you capture them. But I'm not sure what happens with the capture. So, all right, so Blake, fill in the blanks here. Tell me, first of all, why do you play and how do you play and what's the payoff? So,
well,
enlighten us.
I guess for myself and a lot of my other friends, we grew up with Pokemon, the TV show. It was in the 90s when we were children, and then it was a Game Boy game, or it was a Game Boy game first. But anyway, it was something that we played a lot. And now what this does is it allows you to kind of revisit that, but in a real world situation kind of thing. That was kind of one of the main reasons. You wanted me to explain the process, you said?
So what's your avatar? Are you? Is that like a password you're not willing to share, or
no,
is that something?
My avatar. He's a guy dressed in orange and black, and he's got a cool looking visor with spiky hair.
I should have guessed that. Okay, here we go.
All right. Yeah.
All right. So then, how do you actually play the game? Have you been playing?
It's been a little over
a week old.
Yep. So I've been playing it every day since it released. It basically the main purpose is you want to collect all 151 Pokemon.
There. 151. Okay.
Yep. You want to collect one of each, and then you can, if you decide you want to battle with them, you can go to certain locations. It might be a target. It might be a church that are designated as a gym, where it's kind of like a king of the hill, where who has the most strong Pokemon.
So how do you actually battle each other?
Once you reach a certain level, you can go to a gym. Let's say your local target, for example, happens to be a gym. It'll show
up. No, when you say target, we're not talking about the store target. We're talking about the target.
For example, where my mother lives, the target right at her store on the game is a target. The target location there is a gym. So you go there. You get close enough to the location, it says, okay, you select the gym, and you can battle. By battling, it's live action. You dodge by swiping left or right, and attack by clicking on the screen, and the stronger Pokemon wins.
What determines a stronger or a weaker Pokemon?
Two aspects. One is the combat points. It's CP is abbreviated in the game. You can make them stronger by catching more Pokemon and upgrading it with candy. The other big key factor is with type. So there's lots of different types of Pokemon. For example, you have fire or water type Pokemon. So if you battle someone with a really strong fire Pokemon, a weaker water Pokemon could still win because fire is weak against water.
Okay, so boiling doesn't count.
Right.
Okay.
Kind of a basic thing.
And so what happens when you win? I mean, is there actually any payoff for this?
Not necessarily. It's more so.
It's like Dungeons and Dragons.
It's like bragging rights. Very few people, at least when I was a kid, when we had the Game Boys, very few people actually collected all 151 Pokemon because some of them are very rare. That, at least for me, that's the big enjoyment of it.
What does Pokemon Go? I mean, for all these people playing, are there ads on the on the website? So whoever puts the game out? What do they get out of this?
So they're the
other than publicity. But
so you mean how they make money?
Yeah, in a word.
Okay, so it's a free to download app. Mm-hmm. They have microtransactions where. Because you use what's called Pokeballs to actually capture the Pokemon. And you can either go to landmarks like a park trail or, like I said, a local church or a building. It depends. It's kind of randomized a little bit. And you can go there, collect whatever random loot you get, and a lot of times it happens to be Pokeballs. Sometimes if you're really low on Pokeballs and there's a Pokemon there, you go to their shop. You use real money to buy.
And what do you buy?
You can buy Pokeballs. You can buy lures to attract more Pokemon to your area. You can buy incense, which can bring the nearby Pokemon closer to you. You can buy in-game money. It's still in the early stages. I'm assuming they're probably going to allow you to buy more customization options too.
And when you buy stuff, that's where you actually use real money to buy the
correct,
stuff?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so the idea is, it's kind of like it seems to me like Barbie dolls, which is Barbie dolls are really cheap to buy. I think they cost like 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
But the dresses, the outfits, cost thousands of dollars. I mean, you can literally spend huge amount. So Pokemon Go is free, the app is free, but then if you really want to get into it, then you buy stuff. Like, how much does incense cost?
It costs in-game money, so 80 coins. And 100 coins is a dollar, if that makes sense.
So you can also buy points by putting in dollars.
That's how it works. You buy in-game money and use in-game money to buy the items.
Got it.
Definitely not needed, though.
You take my breath away. 855-993-7568. If you'd like to deal with something that's real reality as opposed to virtuality, give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Freddie, here we deal with real reality as opposed to virtual reality, or deal with virtual virtuality. I don't know, something. 855-993-7569. Carly, welcome to the program. How might I help you?
Hello?
Hi there.
Dr. Joy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if you heard me. Hi, I love your show, and I have a delicate situation, and I need
okay.
your help.
Okay.
I have a daughter. She's 17. and she like has a girl squad she hangs out with, and they're planning a trip to go to Florida next spring break. And I like the mothers of these children, or women, young women, all very much. And we want a couple of moms to go, which the girls are fine with. And the concern is one of the moms who I like, however, back in the fall, she got a drunk driving, blew a very high number. Now, I'm a recovering alcoholic, so she called me. She's a single mom. I went to bail her out, directed her to meetings, all these things. But she kept drinking, and, you know, I would always get calls when she was drunk and all this stuff. And I finally just said, look, I'm here for you. But if you're going to keep drinking, I can't do business with you. You know, I got my own stuff going on, and the chaos was too much for me, and I didn't want to enable her. Well, cut to today, she, I guess apparently has been going to meetings and all that, which is great, but we had this meeting, me and all these moms, last night for this event, or to plan and who's going to go and where they might go and all this. And she was completely, like, nodding out. And now, again, I'm not around her all the time. But, sorry, there's some car alarm back there. Darn it.
That's okay. I can hear you okay if you can hear me.
I can.
Okay.
Here's what really hurts me. I'm not around her all the time. So this was the first time I saw her. The other moms said, well, she acts like that and says she's tired. But I know what I'm seeing. And that's why I need your help, because I guess they kind of don't want her to go because they don't trust her. Now, granted, it's a long way away.
Yeah.
But, and I thought, well, maybe I'll just be one of the chaperones, but I don't want to deal with the nonsense if it's happening. And, you know, when you talk to someone who's still struggling, I know I've done it. You say, oh, I'm not, and
yeah.
I don't know. What should I do? Do you have any good advice?
Okay, well, as you point out, you have a little bit of time. But look, instead of viewing this as this awful potential disaster, especially since you've been there, what if you viewed this as a great opportunity? And I'm not sure that I would do anything at this moment, because you're talking about almost a year down the road. But, or maybe you could. I mean, let's go through what my scenario would be, which is to sit with her and maybe take her out for lunch at a place that doesn't serve alcohol and say, hey, listen, you know, I'm really proud of you, that I know that they're, you know, two steps forward and one step back, and I'm delighted that you want to be a good role model for the girls. And, you know, if there's something I could do to help facilitate you're being on the wagon, let me know, because I know, rather than saying, look, you're drinking, you know, you may be able to fool everybody, but you can't fool me, but do the other, because you've got a year.
Should I apologize to her for, because...
For what? What would you apologize for? Probably you just went away, so I don't know what happened there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I apologize to her for when I don't feel I should, but I don't know. Maybe I should.
For what?
For before, when I told her back in the fall when she kept drinking.
No. I don't think you have to apologize. Look, think about when you were drinking and what was effective and what wasn't. Okay? That you don't. No one stops drinking for someone else. You stop drinking because you look at your life and think, ye gods, what a mess. All right?
Right.
So, and I don't know if she's at the ye gods, what a mess. What you can do, though, because you've been there, and you may be the most sophisticated and knowledgeable of your friends because you've been there, as I said, take her out for a walk, take her out for lunch, there's no booze, and say, listen, I think you're making great progress. I'm really proud of you. And the idea that you're going to go and supervise little girls who are going to be tempted to get drunk out of their minds is great, because, you know, you and I have been there. We know the signs. We know we can be, rather than scolding, we can say, look, this is where it starts, kids. You don't want to do this because it's a hard habit to break. And you know, we can, you and I can probably identify the kids who are going to have a drinking problem now, let alone then. So we're the perfect chaperones, assuming that neither of us are going to be tempted. So, you know, if there's something I can do in the interim to help you, or conversely, if you at some point feel like I can't do this, it's too tempting, let me know. And then you can kind of keep an eye on things because you have a year. If this was going to be next week, the problem would be much more dire, because it sounds to me from your description, something's not right. And as you know, addicts are addicts. And she may have switched from one drug to another, but it does sound, if she's nodding out all the time, she may be tired, but that's not the presumptive diagnosis with an addict. So, but go ahead.
No, I was just going to say thank you, because as a recovering person, I always go off the deep end and think she's going to overdose tomorrow, and that may not be the case.
Well, but that may be, if you've got, look, you're in a position, think about, you know, when people call up about their adolescence, I always say, remember who you were as an adolescent. And it's one of those things that we become instantly amnesic about. I don't want to think about that. It was awful. But you, and it may be the same thing, you can remember what worked and what didn't. And if you see her, I mean, we're talking about two separate issues here.
Uh-huh.
Maybe three separate issues. One is a year in advance, so you have a while to keep, you know, to do a pep talk and then keep an eye on it. The second is your own sense of, did I fail her, which I would say no. I mean, you set a limit when it was important to set a limit. But number three, how do I evaluate what's going on now? And the best way, as you point out, is not to, if accusing her of drinking, as you know, when someone said, you know, you're an alcoholic, say, oh, no, I can stop anytime I want, and you know, you just don't understand, or I'm just tired. So that's not going to work. But saying to her, keeping an eye on it and saying, you know, I remember my days of deciding I wasn't going to drink, but I wasn't sleeping, so I was taking Benadryl. And, you know, I just realized that I was really just changing one drug for another. If you ever want to talk about that, let me know. So you don't actually have to accuse her. You can talk about your own experience. And saying to her, if you're around her and she seems to be in this thing of, you know I scared the living daylights out of my friends. They were terrified that I was going to get into a car drunk or whatever. So know that, you know, that I'm here. But let me put you on hold for a minute, because I think we need to walk through exactly where your limits are on this, okay? So hang on for me for just a minute. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Carly, who has a friend who basically is reminding Carly of an earlier stage of her development. That Carly, how long have you been, are you in the program?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And how long you been there?
I've been sober 6 years, but like her, see, that's what so hooks into my emotion, is that I struggled for a while as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do understand that.
Have you told her that in the past?
Yes.
What was her response?
I told her that when I had to disconnect. I said, I totally understand what's going on. I know it's hard. I know you're struggling, but I also know things get worse and it gets, I can't handle this energy right
okay.
now.
When that's really not exactly That's not. She's not going to hear anything except you're dumping me. You have a more important message to give her, which is, I know how it feels. I've been there, and I know that my friends just, you know, got fed up with hearing that, okay, this time was different, or, you know, I finally seen the light. And it's a personal struggle, and we have people around us who love us, but it is a personal struggle, and people get exhausted, and we use up our credibility with people. That's what she needs to hear. And I think you're saying, look, I can't do this right now. That's all she heard.
It was about me and not about her. Okay.
Well, no, but I think what I'm suggesting is what she heard is, I'm dumping you. What your message is, which I think is much stronger, is, my friends dumped me because I was in the same position you were in. I was making excuses. I was kidding myself. I was kidding them, and they just got exhausted. The good news about that is that most of them are my friends again now. I had to prove myself, and it wasn't easy, and it was kind of embarrassing, but most of them are back my friends again, and I could be your friend again, but it is a personal struggle. And for me, it resonates with me about how it's not only that I'm seeing you, I'm seeing me in you and realizing how really frustrated my friends were. It was really interesting. I was talking with somebody today who works for an agency. I guess I can say what it is. She's a very high placed in Habitat.
Mm-hmm.
And she bought, she's new to this area, and she bought a house or she bought, you know, a place, and she said that with Habitat, that they're quite often saying to people who have not a whole lot of resource, you know, we can't move you in yet. I know we told you we're going to be in by this date, but we can't do it. We don't have our certificate of occupancy. And she said it was really interesting to be on the other side of it where someone was saying that to her. That, you know, we just don't have it yet. You can't move in yet. And how disruptive that is. And so, you know, I think the message to your friend is, I can be your friend again just as, you know, maybe somebody that both of you know just washed their hands of me because they were tired of the lies. They were tired of just give me one more shot. That our recovery is such a personal kind of thing, and we have to get it under our control before we can assure anybody else. And the assurances in the meantime are like politicians' promises. They mean nothing. So understand that I can be your friend again, but I may not be your friend when you're going through the process because I was there. And what it reminds me of is what a crappy friend I was. And I don't want to be reminded of that. So it's not that I can't be your friend. It's I understand how personal it is and how humiliating it is to let people down. Tell her about your sense of it so that she understands, number one, she's not alone. Number two, you're not rejecting her. It just brings up too much crap from your own past. And number three, that it's not, you know, there's redemption, that there is a chance to reclaim those relationships once you have your sobriety under control. Once you can assure somebody it will never happen again. But the only way to reassure somebody with any credibility is that's why the 1 year. That's why 1 year in AA where you get your coin, 1 year for divorce, that you've gone through a year. You've gone through all the things that happen, all the vicissitudes, the being sick, the holidays, the remembrances. And sometimes a year isn't enough, but a year in and of itself at least tells you that I can be alone on Christmas Eve and not hit the eggnog. So tell her that, because that will help you not to feel guilty. It will help her to understand when you can help her and when you can't. It also, I think, gives her a role model of saying, this is not easy, and it's not a matter of sort of making the promise. There has to be some sense of, I'm not doing this for Carly, or I'm not trying to impress Carly, or I'm not trying to impress my daughter. I have changed my life, or I'm going to die, or I'm going to be embarrassed and wish I was dead. So, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All righty. So, some work to do. So, again, I think if you divide this into three different segments, you're going to be happier, or at least less confused. Number one, the forward for next year, and that, depending on what state she's in now, I mean, you've got a year to do that. And if she's in good shape now, you can use that as, hey, congrats, I'm so glad you're going to be a role model for these kids, and you and I together can probably drop a list of the things, the kids that we think are going to be at risk, because we've been there, we've done it, we've soaked in it, if she's in good shape. Number two, the guilt that you're feeling about being her friend, that you can go back and sort of explain to her why it was difficult. And number three, I guess number three is helping, telling her about, as part of, okay, you know, you can't make promises you can't keep, of when you're concerned about her. I mean, I think it's one thing to be there on a day-to-day basis with somebody who's drinking and feels that they bring up all that stuff for you and explain why you can't really do it on a day-to-day basis. But in an acute situation as opposed to a chronic situation, intervening to say, you know, I'm afraid you're going to overdose, I think is a legitimate thing to do. Okay? 855-993-7569. You can hear, for those of you who are thinking, well, you know, my drinking, you know, it's my liver and, you know, it's my life, and you can hear, it does affect other people. And people do love you, and people do care for you. And it is a very difficult situation for people who want to trust you. And when you say, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore, difficult situation. But again, and I guess the other lesson that I would really like you to sort of walk away from this is, when in doubt, talking about your own sense of fragility and guilt can help someone else to understand that what they're feeling is not unique to them, and that there is some light at the end of the tunnel that's not a train. Okay, day in history, real quickly. In 1823, a fire destroyed the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls in Rome, Italy. Fire, as you can hear, the electric lights changed the world, because if you look at the disasters that occurred, a lot of them were for burning candles. For example, Christmas trees, you know, had candles on them until the advent of electric lights. I suppose advent's exactly the right word, isn't it? Because all of a sudden, I've told the story before. I lived in a very old house, and one year I decided in a moment of pre-greenness that I was going to use the Christmas tree as fireplace, as wood, which was a little naive to say the least. And so I didn't age it. I just sort of, I chopped it up in smaller pieces and nearly burned the house down, because for any of you who've ever been in a forest fire, you understand that pine needles are nearly explosive, and sap will burn forever. And it was not my finest moment. I mean, it was a really good idea in a really bad way. So the idea of putting candles, a live flame, on a Christmas tree, which everybody did, was very dangerous. All right, so speaking of, I don't know, basilicas, in 1834, the Spanish Inquisition is officially disbanded after nearly 356 years. Did you realize that the Spanish Inquisition was still around in 1834?
I did not know.
I did not either. I mean, we think of it as, you know, 1492.
Right, that's...
But geez, yeah. Louise, the next 350-some years. I didn't realize it was nearly that modern in some horrifying ways. Yeah, I didn't either. In 1838, Ralph Waldo Emerson delivers the Divinity School address at Harvard, discounting biblical miracles and declaring Jesus a great man but not God. The Protestant community reacts with outrage. Yeah, I think? I just saw a movie that deals with similar kinds of stuff. It's called Indignation. That whole issue just doesn't... I mean, 1838, I didn't realize that he took on... I'm not sure that I would have picked the Divinity School as the place to have that speech given. That's kind of walking into the lion's den and covered with ground beef. I don't know. It didn't make... 1870, I guess if you're going to do things like that, he was obviously good at publicity. In 1870, the Reconstruction era of the United States, Georgia becomes the last of the former Confederate states to be readmitted to the Union. 1870. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Okay. I couldn't hear it. There we go. All righty. So let's do a program director.
Excellent. All right. So let's start with Julia. Julia says, What does the psychological research and history say about the factors involved with deterring crimes? Example, the severeness of the punishment versus the probability of getting caught.
Well, we know that, for example, this is most often cited when people are looking at the death penalty, and it turns out the death penalty is not a deterrent. I guess for obvious reasons, or maybe not obvious reasons, that most crimes, first of all, or a lot of crimes are crimes of passion, so someone thinking, gee, I wonder if I'm going to get caught on this, is really not part of it. There's the kind of underlying notion that most people who commit crimes either are not smart enough to figure out consequences, or the consequences are irrelevant to them, that they're people who are so disenfranchised that they figured, what's the point? And most crimes are made by people who have a problem with impulse control. Now, that's not true uniformly, because there's some, for example, the Brinks robbery in Boston is the one that comes to mind, and no one has ever been caught for that. And it was obviously planned very far in advance, and nobody has recovered any of the money and stuff like that. But those kinds of things are relatively unusual in that, and I suppose the term is master criminal. And the idea, the difference between a master criminal and, I guess, someone who's not a master criminal is when they're not, number one, they get caught, and number two, which has directly to do with how much planning there was, how much impulse it was. So we know that severity of punishment actually doesn't work very well up to and including the death penalty. It does turn out that having more police presence on the street, not in cars, but it turns out walking a beat is actually a huge deterrent to crime. The idea being that people feel, I suppose, protected or at least observed more. So, and police department after police department has come up with that statistic. And so the idea was, well, if you just had a centralized police force and you could disperse cars where you needed them, doesn't work nearly as well as just having people walk the beat. That probably also works as a deterrent because they're then known in the neighborhood, and is the New York system that says if you see something, say something, does work in terms of deterrence. Because if the cop is someone you know, that someone you more or less trust, which is why the Black Lives Matters becomes such an important issue. If one whole segment of the population doesn't trust the police, that the issue of police walking the beat as a deterrent evaporates. So it's one of the reasons why there is a huge movement going across the nation, I think, in police departments that include more transparency, including the cameras, including police chiefs calling for more control of guns for their sake as well as the community's sake. For police doing more outreach, for having more minorities on the police force, and for moving the police away from paramilitary units to more serve and protect, the old-fashioned notion of who police used to be. Because we do know that a police presence is a good deterrent. I mean, think about it. If you're about to break into an electronics store because you decide that you want to either have or fence an iPhone, okay? And you see a cop walk by, what's the likelihood of you doing that? Well, it obviously decreases, as opposed to feeling like the cops ignore your neighborhood or they're always in cars and they all you have to do is wait for the car to go by. So we know penalties don't really work because penalties are only imposed after the fact. And we know that police presence, especially on a beat, actually does work. I'm trying to think what else I know about the statistics. As I said, there have been, in the last 6 months, an increased awareness of the police department having to change. And we actually did an interview on It's Broken, Let's Fix It, probably 6 months ago, about a police chief who was one of the first small town, I believe he was in Oklahoma, I think it was in the panhandle of Oklahoma, where after the LA riots was one of the ones who decided to arm his, to get a SWAT team in his relatively small town. He was the sheriff and decided that he should now train his police officers
and they had a SWAT team. Fast forward 30 years, and the SWAT team killed his son-in-law. And so he is now a huge advocate and a very verbal advocate for moving police back into the notion of protect and serve as opposed to paramilitary. He's saying that it's not a deterrent, that it's dangerous, and what it does is sets up a we versus them mentality, not only for the public fearing the police, but also the police viewing themselves as separate from the public. The public, in fact, is the enemy. Because if you're paramilitary, who is your opposition? Which is the opposite side. That's a military is somebody who wages war. And who are you going to wage war against? The criminals. Who are the criminals? Everybody who's not us. And so it sets up a very dangerous divide between the public and the police, the people who are supposed to protect and serve, as opposed to bash into your house or shoot you. So there is a huge movement, and the recent shootings have increased the heat about the debate, and hopefully there will be some light about it as well, of how to make a police force less frightening to citizens, more of a deterrent to especially petty crime. For organized crime, to be quite honest, you know, I'm not sure that either works, to be quite honest. That for organized crime, you're talking about a whole different kind of mentality. You're talking about a whole different set of rules. Did deterrence work? And again, this is one of those things that to me is very frightening. If you talk to somebody in urban ethnic communities, the idea of spending a couple of years in prison is viewed as a rite of passage. That almost everybody has, they either know somebody, a family member, a relative, a neighbor who spent some time in prison. In the middle class white community, that's considered unthinkable. In fact, we call it white collar crime by and large. So are we a colorblind society? We are not. Is there the hope that the last couple of weeks in America may at least shine some light as well as some heat on the problem? I hope so, because the deterrent is a change in perception about who the police are, and the police being more available on foot, which means that they are less scary, that they're more people that you know and that hopefully in some point you trust. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.